Let's talk about the detritus of the season. Detritus can sound like a fancy way of referring to the trash of carnival. But detritus is more descriptive than the old tally of economic impact based on the tonnage of trash we produce. Literally, detritus is those rubbed away pieces, first, most precisely, of glacier or rock, next, metaphor, for the rest of our lives. Pieces that we began our past season talking about, like the rubbed away pieces of throws that end up in storm drains or landfills, the rubbed away pieces that we still have very clearly with us, like every piece of purple, green, and or gold of my wardrobe currently strewn and certainly dirty on the floors of my house. Those, though, aren't the rubbed off pieces I think most of this last season, on this new season of Ash Wednesday. During a delay in Orpheus on Monday, I found myself fixated on Float 24, not on the exuberant riders or not the elaborate bridge troll theme, but what was in front of it all. Let's talk about the detritus of this last season. Let's talk about the tractor drivers. Usually, they're a bit of a caricature, right? We can think hauling a truckload of people wanting to throw money away, sitting in their blue-collar basics, perhaps with a bead or two to indicate some connection to what they're pulling behind. It was a tough season for these forgotten folks. Their worst fears coming true not once, but twice, after 40 fatality-free years. The pause of Orpheus Float 24 continued long enough for me to see a man much more tired, certainly more fearful than when the season began. I gave him a handshake, a thanks, a bottle of water. One driver out of the hundreds I overlooked this season. Let's talk about the detritus of the season. We can think about Lent as a spiritual trash emptying, gathering up, getting rid of our junky, rubbed off pieces, knowing the church's call today to added fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, needing a good response to the question, would you give up? But maybe today we are being invited to that and a bit more, to noticing the rubbed off pieces in our world, those worn down people, those ones we neglect, take for granted, don't even consider, be they at work, on the commute, or maybe just a room over. In a moment, we each will hear, remember you are dust, and to dust you will return. May this reminder of our mortality, our fragility, be a reminder too of our connected humanity, a reminder of what, or perhaps who, God really wants us to take up this season.